silencer to start on the vehicle.
Well, hello everybody, this is Martin Horst speaking on ET First Contact Radio. I'm your host and I'm happy to be on the show again live from Rotterdam in the Netherlands. And I have a very special guest today. Her name is Estrella Venus. And I hope that she will be able to come online. I don't know what happened. She lives in Hawaii, which is quite distant from here. And I want to welcome you wherever you're listening from. Shortly, I can explain something about Estrella. She's a sacred dancer, a beautiful lady who takes people to sacred journeys to Peru. And they visit stargates in Peru and other places where they do meditations and sacred meditations. And she's a starseed, and she channels as well. She's a good channel. And she makes beautiful, beautiful dances. So, I have many friends on Facebook who are listening. Thank you for that. I created a group. If I annoyed anybody by adding them to the group without asking, I'm sorry for that. But I just I don't have the time to ask everybody individually because I have over 2,000 friends and that's an impossible job to start with. So. Well, anybody who listens from Facebook, welcome. And some friends on Facebook I have contact with since a long time already. And we share beautiful information, very interesting posts I receive sometimes from friends. And I love you all and I'm happy to be live again. And my girlfriend is listening. Sorry I'm not with her now, but she's doing a wonderful job helping me and supporting me. And my show, and she is very patient with me to allow me to invest so much work in this radio show that I also do another station called Finding Voices Radio. So I'm happy with her, and I know she's listening, and I love you, Anne. So and I love all of you who are listening, and I'll be talking a bit like until Estrella comes online. I hope she will. And I will talk a bit about disclosure and about the latest messages that I received from Father Mother called Amon-Ra. He's a very, it's a couple in fact, a woman and a man. And they both channel and they do that in a very, very profound and pure way. And the message that I received today from them is very beautiful. And I just want to read it for all of you. And in the background, I have music playing from Medwin Goodall. He's a wonderful musician. Since 1987, he brings us very uplifting music. And in the background is a half an hour song from him called Into the Rainforest Part 1. And after that, I will play Part 2. And Medwin Goodall has a very, very rich fantasy and very rich imagination, which he converts in his music and lets us enjoy and uplift. So quietly in the background, you can hear his music. And it's from the CD Into the Rainforest from 1995. And back then, he used an artist name called Midori. And I've been listening to this CD since yesterday evening, and I play it all the time over and over, and I love it. It's so uplifting. So just maybe before I read the message from the Galactic Free Press, I'm going to let you hear a few minutes so that you can enjoy. And I'll be back in some time. Okay? Enjoy. I'm back again. This is Rainforest Sound. So when the music will be starting again, I will play it for you. So welcome to ET First Contact Radio. I'm your host Martin Horst, live from BBS Radio Station 1. And right now I'm going to read you the message from the Galactic Free Press from Father Mother God Amun-Ra. It's a beautiful message. Full disclosure begins, and the pressure is on. Full disclosure begins now. Yee-ha to humanity's freedom. It is now, and nothing can stop this energy from fully manifesting. The quicker the news on the truth spreads across the planet, the closer we become to the actual decloakings. All events unfolding now are inevitable. Love, Mother and Father God, the First Contact ground crew team, and everyone in creation. The moment is now. Let us step together as one into the truth. You know, my friends, if we all focus our love and attention and light and energy to the Earth allies, they'll be able to bring this closure forward and use their strength. Because if we all give our strength and love to them, they will be able to bring it about. And we have waited long enough. We have to do it ourselves now. We have to work. We have to call the White House. We have to ask for disclosure there. And email the media. I put up an event on my Facebook page where I ask everybody to email the mainstream media. You can find it on events on my page. It's Martin Horst on Facebook. You can add me there if you are not already connected. And I have an idea. I have a wonderful idea. Impulsive, but I think you're going to like it. What I'm going to do is called the White House. And when I, after I ask for disclosure, I'm going to say that they were alive. You know, we are the ones we've been waiting for. It's us. We have to be powerful and strong. You're not going to wait any longer. So let me find the number. Let me see. So many contacts. Can take some time, but no worries. Okay, White House. Add to conference. Here we go. All right. So I'm going to silence the music now. And wait until I have somebody on the line. Okay, let's see what happens. Okay, call again. The White House, comment line. Ask Obama for disclosure. Okay. Let's try it again. Let's see what happens, my dear friends. We're still waiting for a strike of Venus. They won't pick up. Okay, we're calling them again. Don't hear anything. Crazy. I'll try it in a different way. Okay, so the number is, I'm going to ask all of you to call the White House and ask for full official galactic disclosure. And I'm going to give you the number, which is 001-202-456-1111. Okay? Here we go. I'm going to call them again and see what happens. Okay? So let's see. Well, they're not picking up. What could have possibly happened? I don't know. They are engaged. The line is engaged. So, well, whatever happens. I'm just waiting for Astraea Venus, and I will be with you to read a little bit of the message from Salusa from today, which was very beautiful. And it was a very direct message, more than usual. And of course, Salusa is one of the most pure channels that are available. So I'm going to find that for you. If you go to galacticchannelings.com, which is a very good website for all the galactic news from various channels, and Mike Quincy is one of them, Salusa, and click on your language and you'll find the overview of all the channelings that are available. I always read them in English or in the original language, because then it's the purest. So here is Mike Quincy from July 11th. And I'm going to start with the first paragraph, because that's the most clear language that he uses. All right. Salusa, July 11th, 2011. As promised, the cobwebs of deceit and falsehood are gradually being cleared away. And each day the revelations grow. They show how the authorities have been corrupted and a necessity to remove all of those involved. If you are ever to establish an honest and trustworthy establishment, it is obviously necessary to replace each person with those that are known to be right for the times you are in. Many of you have been groomed for such an occasion, and if you are not already working for the light, your time will soon come. We invite everyone to help in whatever way they can, even if only to send out love and light. Your contribution does not have to be special, as long as it comes from the heart and the soul. As the collective of humanity, you are in fact doing enormously well, and so the energy continues to grow exponentially. We see that people are no longer afraid of talking their truth, and confidence grows as each day takes you nearer to the commencement of a series of major events. As you must realize, the waiting has to stop sooner or later, and the pressure upon the Dark Ones is creating opportunities for our allies to move on. There comes a time when people have to bow down to the conditions around them and concede that they are no longer hold the power. Our desire is to signal the start of disclosure so that the truth can be released as to the presence of our spacecraft, and then logically the personnel who operate them. You also need to be aware of the many contacts we have made with both your political and military representatives for peaceful reasons. There will be many questions asked. It is revealed how many times we have attempted to bring world peace into being. Making contact with you is a most natural development as part of your growth. You have long participated in conquering space and it is now time to meet your space family. You cannot, in fact, venture any further than you do now, as there is no way that you will be allowed to take your weaponry outside of your Earth's atmosphere. Enlightened men will be able to do so, and indeed you shall join us in outer space. Our craft are not just for transporting us around, but are self-contained for distant travels, even to other universes. Some of them have already been stationed near your Earth for about 50 years. We come and go at our leisure in smaller craft intended to travel in your atmosphere, and these are the ones you most frequently see. You are about to make a quantum leap into your future, and we are here to ensure it is a success. By now you should have a pretty good idea what it entails, but nevertheless we know it will still surprise you. Your rapid rise from out of the darkness into the light is by no means complete. But all of the time you work on your own enlightenment and are accelerating the changes. Peace and contentment can be experienced by some individuals, but the goal is to lift up everyone in preparation for ascension. Many paths lead to it, and they allow for each individual's own vision of how it will manifest. Pardon me. It does not matter what you believe now, except that you are ready for the great day when all will be played out as told you. The confidence of the Dark Ones is fading fast, as they can no longer command the obedience of their minions. Some are awakening to the light within the making dramatic changes in their lives. That is not unexpected, as many have been forced to work with them, and often there seems to be no way out. That is all changing, and our allies are taking advantage of any weakness in the ability of the Dark Ones to control their future. The great societies that the Dark Ones have infiltrated will identify them, and they will be discharged of their responsibilities. In this respect, your United Nations is no exception. Secrecy cannot be maintained under our watchful eye, and there are literally no hiding places that we are unaware of. In fact, there are none that are impregnable, and we have the means to remove those individuals that continue to be a danger to the population. Our divine plan commences. There will be much activity in places of authority, such as the Pentagon. And my friends, maybe that's why they don't pick up now when I try to call the White House, and I will try to do it after this message of Seleucia again. So here I continue. We ourselves sometimes tire of the continual bickering that goes on between your political parties. There will be none of that in the future, as there will be a different system that makes for quick decisions in the best interests of everyone. There will be no hidden agendas, and all dealings will be made known so that the people can have full knowledge of what is happening. We do not indulge in politics, but have our councils that are truly representative of all options. We have total trust in their enlightened decisions, because there is no question of self-interest being involved. Your political systems are corrupt, and even ignore your laws and statutes. They had to fail, as they would in any event have imploded upon themselves. It could have been so different, but you did not have sufficient people of the light to maintain the levels you needed for a fair and just society. However, you have learned a lot from being in duality, and it has strengthened your ability to withstand the negative energies. If you had not, it is doubtful you could have reversed the trends towards self-destruction. Now you have been the promise of changes that will provide a new life, which is, by comparison, your present to your present, one will be nothing short of heavenly and blissful. Peace is setting upon earth regardless of what you think, and the days of wars are almost over. Your fears are therefore being answered, and you can concentrate on the happy future that is rising up above before you. Mother Earth quietly continues with her own cleansing, which is far from complete. Some major changes are being held back, and the best allowed to proceed when we are with you and can openly monitor and control them. There is not, as some believe, the intent to destroy parts of the Earth, with the consequent death of many people. It is quite the opposite, and our endeavors will ensure that only those who arrange to leave the Earth before ascension will do so. I am Salusa from Sirius, and pleased once more to have had the opportunity to enlighten you as to our present activities. Thank you, Salusa, my Quincy, and thank you, Salusa and my Quincy, Martin Horst. I'm your host on ET First Contact Radio. I just read Salusa from July the 11th, 2011, which was a quite beautiful message. I enjoyed it. It was very uplifting. And I'm still waiting for our guest that I invited. Her name is Estrella Venus. And she's not online yet. I don't know what happens. She lives in Hawaii. And I'm going to try to call her again. So maybe she will answer the phone. So let's see what happens. Okay. Let's try. Okay, the phone is ringing. Hello. Phone is ringing.
Roma at 443-8412. I'm not able to get the phone right now, but please leave a brief message and I will return your call.
It's not there. Okay, sorry folks. Straya is maybe asleep, maybe she went out to have a swim in the Pacific. Whatever she is doing. I think I might invite her back on another show. So what I will do now is see if I can call the White House again and see if they are there. Okay, so let's see. Okay, let's to work a bit on Skype. Technology is wonderful, but it has to work, you know? So, at the conference, White House. Okay, let's try. I'm gonna stop the music. Okay, let's see if they answer. White House busy. Call again. That's amazing. White House is busy. Many people are calling the White House right now. Why is that? The lines are occupied. The lines are full. Well, I don't know, my friends. I'm going to leave it at that and I'm going to let you enjoy this beautiful music of Madeline Goodall. And I will just play the beautiful sound of Madeline Goodall so that you can enjoy a bit. And I'll be back in a minute. So enjoy. Hello, my beloved friends. This is your host, Martin Horst speaking. And I'm happy to be with you again. I hope you're enjoying the music. Okay, so I'm going to invite Laura Pantia, who is the creator of 2012 Indie Info's beautiful website. So I'm going to invite her in now. She's living in Ireland and originally from Romania. Very good light worker, who's doing a wonderful job in bringing the news out together with Steve Becco and many others. So Laura, welcome to the show. And I'm calling her now and waiting for her to answer. And we have Laura instead of Astraya Venus, and I will invite Astraya Venus again later. So, well, Laura, I hope you'll be ready soon. And, okay, so I have a beautiful friend on Facebook. His name is Ara Shanazarian. Shanazarian, and he had a dream. If you allow me, Ara, to share your experience with the listeners. He had a dream, and he saw in his dream Steve Becco, Susanna Spooner, Predrag, and the other lightworkers. And we were on a poor landscape, but it seemed that we were trying to change the landscape to our efforts. And it started to bloom.
Hello.
It's a beautiful dream. Hello, Laura.
Hi, Martin.
I was just explaining the dream that a friend of me had on Facebook. His name is Ara, and maybe we can invite him to come to the show live if he wants. I will just type my Skype name there.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
His dreams are always very interesting.
He gives me a beautiful feeling. He has very good energy.
Yeah, it's always nice to listen to the dreamer speak about his experience in that too.
Laura?
Yeah?
Could you speak up a bit louder?
Yeah, just a second. You want me to turn it down, yeah?
Sorry?
Do you want me to turn down my microphone?
Yeah, talk a bit closer to your microphone.
Yes, of course. Yes.
Okay.
Sure. I was saying that I find always it's very interesting when the person who had a dream to explain about his dream.
Yes.
He kind of conveys emotions in a different
way. Yes, exactly. He's very wonderful. It's very wonderful, Ara, that you share this dream with us. So, Laura, how... somebody is asking... Somebody, Hugo, my friend from Denmark, was asking who was having the dream. And I will tell you again, Hugo... His name is Ara, A-R-A, Sha, sorry, I tried to pronounce it correctly, Sha, Shana, Zarian. Okay, I will introduce him to you, Hugo. Like this you can become friends together. And so my Skype name is Limixa, if you want to add me, with one X, sorry about that, Ara. And for the ones that missed it, I'm going to... Just explain the dream again. So Ara told me, I saw you last night in my dream with Steve Becco, Susanna Spooner, Predrag, and many other light workers. You were on a poor landscape, but it seemed you were trying to change it. And your efforts had just started to bloom. And that's what he wanted to share with us. And I think it's fun and interesting indeed. So,
I'm looking forward to listen to him describe more about this dream. That sounds really interesting.
Yes, it really does. Yes, it is very
interesting. Nice metaphor. Yeah, it's a nice metaphor because everything looks like it's doom and gloom in the world. I mean, but actually, I think it's not. I think things are really going improving and we're really awakening. So. It'd be interesting to listen to him speak about us as well.
I'm sure about it.
You know, I mean, it's all illusion. All the illusion is falling apart, I think.
I know.
Is what we need to get through to put ourselves, you know?
Yes. I think I'm going to stop the music a bit and turn up the volume so that we can hear you better. So, Laura, how have you been lately? I mean, since that I invite you on the show, how have you been?
Well, I've been starting to make YouTube videos.
Yes.
I joined up.
I saw that. You posted in Salusa, the Galactic Federation, and you are also free to post it in my group, ET First Contact Radio, that I created yesterday. You are there as well, right?
Okay, I will. And also I had this interesting experience about just on the 22nd of June, after the big non-disclosure happened.
Yeah.
I was on the forum, and there was many people disappointed and really put down by, you know, there was nothing, nothing improved, no disclosure, no decloaking, you know. And I was just trying to kind of see where this was coming from and talking to people. And suddenly I had, while I was reading Salusa's message, after the discussion, maybe, the discussion group, and I had, as if Salusa was actually reading the message to myself. I didn't need to read it, I could just hear it. And I think Archangel Michael was there as well. They were just kind of saying hello. And then I went back downstairs where I was on the discussion forum, and I had this really amazing experience while making tea. I had this feeling of really deep light entering my body, and just pure love and consciousness, and communicating various things to me. And I wrote a message about that. But that was a really powerful experience. I mean, I also had dreams, and more or less conscious dreams or memory from past life coming back. But I never experienced, or even I talked to Galactus in dreams, but I never experienced this being while being awake. So that was really, really a powerful experience. And all I want to say is that, you know, there is nothing to fear, and that everything is fine.
It sounds very beautiful, and I have the feeling that you are waking up, and as many others are waking up.
Absolutely, and I know other people who started to channel as well. Steve Becker put a friend of mine's channel this morning. His name is Wes, and his website is Light Channel, it's called. And he also started to channel only recently, and I know of two or three people who have this experience as well. But, you know, the message they give, they don't sound like them at all. Those people can have those other things going on in their lives, and this wonderful gift just comes, and it really lifts them up and brings up positive emotions and feelings and really brighten up our lives. So it's a wonderful experience.
Yes, and did you hear me reading for the audience the message of Salusa from today?
I didn't get a chance to read it yet because I was doing some work, so I didn't even read it yet, no.
No, but I was reading it to the audience, to the listeners this evening.
Message. I was downstairs eating, having dinner with my boyfriend, so I missed that part. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no worries. I want to tell you that many more channels who are doing galactic channelings, they are, as the feeling I have, getting a kind of feeling that it's giving me and others to get the time for disclosure is really getting close. And we are the ones that also have to do an effort for it. So,
I had another message from Salusa, but it wasn't for public audience. But I would like to share a few things that he said. He kind of said that, you know, this whole phase is part of the awakening process. What we kind of, in a way, put through this disappointments, this testing the faith, this doubt and fear. This is all part of the process. So, you know, it's not that anything has gone wrong or anything. That's actually part of the awakening process and finding out who we are and what's going on, you know.
Yeah. Laura, Steve Becko is willing to join the show as well. Would you like that to invite him?
Brilliant, yes.
Okay, we'll add it to the conference. Okay, here comes Steve Becko, my friends. See what's happening. Okay. Right, here we go. Hello, Steve.
Hi, Martin. How are you doing?
I'm fairly great, thank you. The reason that I call you and that I call Laura is that I had a guest, I mean, I was supposed to have a guest called Estrella Venus from Hawaii, but she doesn't pick up the phone, she doesn't pick up Skype, she doesn't answer her emails, and I want to have some interesting information on my program, and you asked me to update you what I was talking about, and in fact, the only thing that I did is that I said a disclosure is soon, and I read the message of Salusa from today to the audience, and... Well, I was just wondering what insights you can share with us. And Laura is here too. Laura Pentilla from 2012.
Sure. Hi, Tycho. How you doing?
Hi, Steve. Hi.
Well, sure, Martin. Whatever you want to do, we can talk about why it is that disclosure has been postponed in the past, and or what soon means, or whatever you want.
Yeah. So, well, I was... elaborating and analyzing the message of Salusa, and I saw you did it as well on your website.
Yes.
What I do since I know you is that I read Salusa from your website because it enables me to read your analysis on it. And I think it's done in a very elaborate way, very thoughtful. So maybe you can just share with us and the audience what your ideas are about today's message from Salusa and how you feel this relates to disclosure.
Okay, well, let me just get today's message from Salusa up here, Martin. It'll just take a sec.
Mm-hmm.
Now... So... Well, it's interesting because Salusa is telling us here really more about something that we call accountability than he is about disclosure. There are actually three things. Sorry, go ahead.
No, yes, I agree. More about accountability than disclosure, folks. Listen up to what Steve is saying now.
There are actually three movements that are going ahead. It's not correct to say they're going ahead at the same time, but they are being pushed forward simultaneously. One is disclosure, and that's the revelation of the galactic presence around our planet. The other is what has generally been called accountability, and that's the rounding up of the really, really dark types who continue to cause floods in the Mississippi Valley and... earthquakes in Japan and all manner of really, really bad things through the use of weather control technology. So the rules of the game are changing. Excuse me. The rules of the game are changing in that we passed some deadlines, and it means that the Galactics can do more to round up the dark types without violating the universal laws, specifically the universal law of free will. I mean, they respect the free will of all beings until it passes a divine deadline and they need to get moving. Mm-hmm. So accountability is going forward, and you're seeing revelations of corruption in the British press and in the British police and in the United States, all kinds of... scandals are coming to the surface, and gradually people are being brought before courts and what have you. And this is part of accountability. The third movement is the introduction of an abundance program called NESERA, for National Economic and Social Reformation Act. Mm-hmm. That abundance program will relieve not just the United States, even though NESERA is an act of the United States Congress, but the whole world of poverty and hunger and homelessness. Now, these three things are moving forward, but it just may be that some can't move completely forward until the others are handled. I don't think NESERA can be proclaimed until the Galactics reveal themselves, because otherwise the dark forces might just completely cut loose.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't expect it before disclosure, but other people do. They expect it before. So, you know, you have this difference of opinion, and I don't know that any of us really knows for sure. And the plans of the galactics do change with events. So that's my gloss.
Yeah. What is your insight about it, on it, Laura? Laura?
Yeah. Sorry, I had my phone and my microphone switched off. I would agree with Steve. I would say we're not there yet concerning the SAR. I think we need to be a lot closer to decloaking and disclosure and a more global awareness of the fact that, you know, we're really not alone in the universe and all those beings out there watching, you know, and they're all part of the family. And it's not a mean world where we all out, everybody's not out to get us. And, you know, there's such things as free energy and zero point energy. By now, we shouldn't really depend on money anymore. With the technology we have, we can transform, I'm told, lead into gold with the technology they have. We can time travel, do all these wonderful things. But the cabal and the powerful petroleum-based corporations who are behind the banking system, they really want to keep the game under their control and keep the things going with starvation, famine in Africa, all the wars, all the weather manipulation. That's their game, to keep us into fear and desperate and, you know, but that's not the reality of things. So I think for Nisara to begin, I think that we will need more of global awareness and more of the level of consciousness of humanity to rise even more and a higher level of vibrations.
Definitely. And besides that, Salusa said today that the Dark Cabal, their minions that they have to follow them, or that they expect to follow them, are fading fast and they are turning to the light. So they are kind of in a panic mode because everybody is leaving them and they are now alone in the dark. So soon the light can take over. That's what I guess. What do you think, Steve?
Well, that's a process that's been going on for quite a while. The leaving of the dark by their erstwhile allies. But so really what I'd have to know from Salusa is whether there's been a huge increase or whether certain strategic partners have left. To give you one example, the U.S. Navy was probably one of the first services to cleanse itself of the dark forces, who wanted to start a nuclear World War III by bombing Iran and various things like that.
And that was prevented by the Pleiadians, right?
Which, when you say that was prevented by
The rocket launch in California?
Well, it could have been the Pleiadians. I actually can't recall exactly who intercepted that rocket. It's not, by the way, the first time that a rocket like that has been intercepted.
Right.
We've been on the brink of World War III before this.
Yes.
But the U.S. Navy did things like they sacked the man who carried the nuclear football and took it under their own wing. They have taken over Northern Command. And Northern Command, in my opinion, I don't know if this is true or not, but in my opinion, was probably the workhorse of the Dark Cabal in terms of the military. Southern Command is probably implicated as well. But the Navy now is the head of Northern Command. So this is an example of the Dark being whittled down in power. But I don't know exactly who the minions of the Dark are that Salusa is referring to here today. So I can't quite say, you know, whether this will mean that the Dark will fall soon. Other people have said, no, they'll be around. You know, they'll be around. They just won't be powerful. It's not easy to extrapolate from what Salusa said today and make a definitive statement.
Yes. Well, I'm sure they will not be World War III. No way. And my friend Bernard, who is also a channel, says it will not happen.
No. Well, you can't explode a nuclear bomb on the planet. You haven't been able to do that for decades. So any threats of a nuclear war are are not going to happen.
Okay.
And I think we've turned the balance a long time ago in terms of the military. I don't think any military of any country would consent to start a World War III. I think we're past that.
You know, Steve, I have a very interesting friend who is also very aware of what's going on. His name is Luke, and I call him Luke Skywalker, but his real name is Luke Christians, and he's from the Netherlands.
Right.
Maybe join him to the conversation.
Sure.
Add him to the conversation. Okay, here we go. So, Luke, you're going to be live in 4, 3, 2, 1. Hello, Luke.
Hi, Luke.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Steve.
How you doing?
You have something new, Luke? Something interesting to share with us? Luke?
Yes, I'm in.
Could you share with us if you have some interesting news that you want to talk about?
Yes. Hi, Steve. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Luke.
Hello, Luke. Hi, hi. Welcome.
I'm just listening to Steve and Laura, and I'm agreeing there are lots of different... Yes?
Yeah? Now continue. Go ahead.
I think Luke's got his radio on.
No, no. Okay.
Oh, okay. I heard an echo of the earlier conversation.
You hear an echo. Okay. Is it better now?
Yeah. Well.
Okay.
I hear you very well, Luke. Share your insights and your thoughts with us.
Oh, and I just was listening to Steve and Laura. There's a lot of rumors still going on about disclosure, the date. And I also said in a writing I sent to Laura, and she published it in the 2012 infos, that its disclosure is coming from ourselves. We have to disclose, and the rest will come also in time. Mm-hmm. But we are still connecting to time as it is a definite thing in our universe. But we have to disconnect from time in a few moments. And then we'll see if there is no time or an interdimensional time, then things will get easier to see. That's a lot of things can go parallel, but...
A lot of these
all things on? Parallel on their
parallel,
own
yes.
timeline. Yes.
Yes.
So that's why I think we don't have to worry about that. It will be okay. The dates of the 28th of October or whatever, I don't think it's so interesting. We will see, and I believe what Laura said is what I experience also. A lot of people get more and more in touch with the space brothers and sisters, I call them, through channelings or by visits or in their sleep or otherwise. They remember some things. Mm-hmm. And that's getting frequenter also. Yeah. I experience now the last few days time shifts. So I feel as if I'm in two places at once.
Mm-hmm.
And I see sometimes two places at once.
Okay.
So that's a very strange experience. But I believe that's in the experience of the getting into the higher dimensions, we all are getting lifted up in those energies.
Yes, I have to agree with you. I experienced that as well. Luke. I have to cut off a bit because we have only 2 minutes left.
Yeah, okay, it's no problem.
Okay, and I just want to share with all of you that my friend Bernard was starting to channel as well. It's just where you're talking about, Luke. It's very insightful of you to do that because Bernard is saying... that the Illuminati or reptilians, the bad guys in the US, are agreeing with the Galactics to give up their power. And it's also getting through that the Galactics are holding distance from the reptilians from space. The Galactics are keeping bad ETs out of our solar system. So thank you, Bernard. Thank you for this beautiful insight. And I have a lot of confidence in my friend Bernard, and I will take him to England to the crop circles Friday. And we'll enjoy that. So, Steve.
Well, I just wanted to mention to Luke that if what you're describing is bilocation, it may be, it may not be, I don't know. But that's definitely a fifth-dimensional accomplishment, so congratulations.
Yeah, I don't know if it is that, but that's what I feel. When I rode back home, I saw two things at once in two different places, but I was in my car, so that's a very strange experience.
Sounds like the beginning of it, if it isn't
yes,
full-fledged.
Right. Okay. Well, my friends, we are almost... I have to wrap up the show. The hour flew by very fast and time is really accelerating. We are almost in the fourth night arriving now from the universal cycle of the Mayan calendar. So, Steve, I want to ask you if you would agree with me, because I have a feeling, and Bernard has the same feeling, that there will be a huge crop circle soon, a very special crop circle while we'll be in England. I haven't spoken about it with words with Bernard, but we both have telepathically the idea that there will be a huge crop circle. And I want to do you a proposal, Steve, that maybe Bernard and I can write an article about this crop circle, and you maybe you can post it on your site.
Sure, I'd be very interested in that, Martin.
Okay, because we are leaving this Friday for a week to be in Wiltshire, Stonehenge, Avebury, Marlborough, the Crop Circles, the Silent Circle Cafe. Oh, and by the way, my friends, all the listeners, soon I will interview Charles Mallet, and he is the owner of the Silent Circle Cafe. And by the way, if you Google Silent Circle Cafe, you get to a website, and if you go to England to see the crop circles, you can meet up with other crop circle researchers and fifth-dimensional, spiritual, aware, insightful people, and you can order beautiful products on his website. So Google... Silent Circle Cafe. It's very
I'm terribly jealous, Martin. Terribly jealous.
Why?
I can't make it to the crop circles.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There are people from Canada coming over to England.
There you go.
Well, I can come next time because I only live in Ireland, Martin. So I'll
no, yeah. I give you my phone number, Laura, so that you can come.
And then this weekend I have something on, but after that.
It's not that far, Ireland. So anybody who's listening, if you want to be interviewed by me on ET First Contact Radio, I'll give you my phone number, which is 0031-622-171165. And you can find my email address on www.bbsradio.com/ET First Contact Radio. And if you're interested to listen to one of the archives with Steve Becko, Sheldon Idle, Mike Quincy, Laura Pentia, Susanna Spooner, or any other that I forgot, subscribe to the archives. It's only a few dollars and depends how long you want to subscribe. And then you can also listen to the other program makers like James Gilliland and Mike Quincy was doing the show Connecting the Light. So that's for your information. So I want to thank all of you. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Luke. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you, Martin.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you on the show, and I have to sign out now because time is up. And I'll be happy to read any interesting news on 2012indieinfos.com or on stevebecko.com.
Thank you.
And Luke, bye, Martin. Create your own website.
I will probably, but not this near future.
Okay.
I can help you with that.
Thank you, Martin.
Thank you.
Okay.
And, bye-bye. Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste.